I, Vomar Rav, Rav said, Vomar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Mishmeid Rav, name of Rav, that Mesuch Raisa de Nezaisa, that's these barrels, Rashi, that's a barrel of beer like, and used to have a stopper there. It used to be a hole where the beer would come out, and then you have a stopper there to stop it. And around the stopper there'd be a claw. That's called Mesuch Nezaisa, also Laduka Bia Matov. You're not allowed to put this stopper into it, because there's cloth there on Yontif. Why? Because, like Rashi says, it's chita, like you're squashing out the juice or the beer that's in the towel. Ah, you're not mischavin, l'shem chita also. So the chura, it's a kasha. Rav Paskin's chura here that adav shenim mischavin is also. So how could Rav Paskin, like an amishna, like Rav Yisrael ben Amishul, an amishna that's muta? So that's no question. I'll tell you, but he over there by mischach reisa the nezaisa, where you have the stopper in the barrel where you press it down. Over there, I'll tell you, Afilu Rav Shimon Moida. Even Rav Shimon would agree that it's also to do that on Yom Tif. Why? Because the Abayev Rav, Darmat Tavar, they both say Abayev Rav, that Moida Rav Shimon B'Psik Reish of Layomus. In a case where it has to happen, much like P'sik Reish, like you pull off the head of the chicken has to die, so it's a P'sik Reish where it has to happen, even though Yehne Meskavin, it's also. So over there, by Mesuch Reish, the Nezaisa, when you put this stopper back into the barrel, for sure you're going to squeeze out the cloth. So that's why it's awesome. Masankin, in our Mishnah, it's not for sure that you're going to pull out the hair. Like, that's not your intentions, pulling out the hair. Your intentions are just pulling the hair on the side. So if you do it, still a steer for its mutter, because that's the double shayna miskavin. Therefore, there's no steer. Now, Moshai, v'ho omar abchiyah barashi, omar rav, halach grav yuda, I b'chlal rav paskins like grav yuda, that double shayna miskavin is also. So how could he pass like an Amishna that's muta? So he says, for Rav Chonin bar Ami Omar Shmulach Rav Shimon. You see it's a machlokes here. But Rav HaKoponim passes like Rav Yehuda. For Rav Chiya bar Ravin Masni B'Legavri. And it's time Rav Chiya bar Rav learned this without names. But he learns it's straight. That Rav HaMalach Rav Yehuda. Rav passes all over like Rav Yehuda. That all over here at least. That Adav HaShenim Skavin is also. So the kasha, how could Rav say in our Mishnah it's muta? Who Shmuel Amalach Rav Shimon? Shmuel the one that paskins, we paskin Rav Shimon Meskavin is muta. So who that can't be pshan our Mishnah then? So Gemara says true. El Liyarlim really sover Rav Dover Shimon Meskavin osa. Really, Rav himself holds all over like a Yehudi Shita Dover Shimon Meskavin is tak it's osa. Even though you don't have intentions to do it, but the mice you're doing the aver, it's osa to do it. The Toilish Lav Hainu Geizes. And therefore, the Mishnah, the reason why you're allowed to pull off the hair, is because pulling is not the chlal, the aver of geizes. Geizes, you can't use a shearer or scissors or a special machine to shear off the wool. But just pulling out the wool, that's the chlal, not the aver. Or if so, why is it mutter on Yom Tif? I on Yom Tif, there's an Issa Toilish. You're being like a dove Migdulis, so why is it mutter on Yom Tif? I'll answer you, the Yom Tif, I know time with the Shonawach mutter on Yom Tif, definitely like a dove Migdulis. Kalacha yad, I'll tell you, doing the kalacha yad, you're not doing it directly. You're doing it in the shinui. Rashi says, yein derech litlash semer below eloligzais. Usually the normal manner how you'll shear off wool is by using a shearer, shear it off, not to just pull it out with your hands. That's called kalacha yad, it's like a shinui, something different. And therefore, that's why it's mutter in the Mishnah. See, even though all over ainim is kalacha yad is awesome in the Rabbonin, it could be here, the Rabbonin will make it. Since it's Nogeya, for the Hilcha Shechita, you want to make Kurdish, since you got to do a Shechita on Yom Tif. And the Torah Chaychul Nefesh, so Rabbanu will mat you to do this Toilish with a Kalacha Yad. That's why it's mut. Now the Gemara says, that Shua was saying, the Toilish, Lav Hainu Geizes, the Shua we just said, that Toilish, if you just pull it out with your hands, you pull out the hair, that's not Bechal, the Aver of Geizes. I've got time to learn like this. Ha Toilish es a Knaf, if somebody pulls out the wings off the bird, Rashi says, "Hatilish is a konef. Shatilish nates with the big wings, the big feathers. Min haknaf oifah, the big feathers from the wing. V'yakoyim to liachesh atolshoy, come to roishoy. You cut off the tip of it. V'yamorto rosh shemachlikoy. You smooth it down on the sides of it. If you do this on Shabbos, yichayiv three averus through three chatois. V'yom roshlo, which Rashi explains why." Toilish chayim mishum grazes. When you first pull out the big feathers, you chayim mishum grazes. Kaitem, when you cut it down, chayim mishum machatik. That's cutting it down to the right size. Memarit, when you smooth it down, chayim mishum machik. You're smoothing it down. So Chura, you see here that by pulling off the feathers, Yechayiv Mishom Goizis. How could you tell me Tolish is not Goizis? So Mara says, Shani Knaf, I'll tell you, the feathers are different. Daina Urchi. It depends what we're talking about. It's over here, the way you pull off the feathers off a bird is by pulling off with your hands. By the wool on the sheep, you shear it off with a kli, not with your hands. There it's called Klachiyad. There it's not called Goizis. But here, it's called Goizis. Now the Gemara says, Umi de Rav, so the Kav Yosef Mishulim. Since Rav also Kav Yosef Mishulim, the Chutz Mashma, then the Kav Yosef Mishulim, is also Sobla Krav, is also like Rav. That the what Dovash, yes, the question is that true, that Dovash and Mishkavin is also. The Sob Rav Yosef Mishulim, Dovash and Mishkavin also, is that true, that Kav Yosef Mishulim holds, Dovash and Mishkavin is also, I have a tiny one like this, Shtei Saris, if you have two hairs, Ikron, by a Paraduma, Shtei Saris, Ikron Madin, the bottom, the roots of it is red. For Rosh and Mashka, the top of it is black. So Yosef Meshulam Maimah Goizes v'Mesraim. You'll have to cut it off with the scissors. V'yein Chosheish, and there's no issue. You don't have to be afraid about it. So Chura, why? So the Chura. Rashi's Goizes is Rosh and Mashka v'Mesraim. Mishar Menodim. You just cut off the tip that's black of the hairs and leave the red. V'yein Chosheish Meshulam Giza b'Kotchim. Either Chur by the Kotchim or Paraduma, then I will make Giza either. Alma Mishum Dei Miskavon Lishum Giza, El Lissak and Shari. Since you're not Miskavon Lishem Giza, the Kavon here with just cutting off the tips, the black hair, is only to be Miskavon the Paraduma. So you're not Miskavon Lishem Giza, that's why it's Mutta. So Chur, you see, a double Shem Miskavon is Mutta. Yeah. And the Gemara, Shani Parate, Paraduma is different. The Lav about Giza he. A paraduma of a cloud is no giza, like a parrot doesn't have hair, doesn't have wool. Therefore, there's not us isa be giza. Where is there an avera not to be gozas by kachim? That's a lamb that has wool, but a parrot, a cow that doesn't have any wool on it, there's no isa giza altogether. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Well, you let cut off the two hairs. I, but Tanya, we learned lo isave be bechor shirech and all that work with your bechor. For lo isogus bechor tznech, he can't shear off the wool off the bechor of Yitzoyin. Now v'yein li yel eshor b'vay, I only know it's also to work with the shor. V'yitzoyin b'gizo, yeshit b'kin shear off. Minan, how do we know to say litin esayim b'shozeh b'zeh b'shozeh b'zeh b'shozeh? You're not allowed to work with yeshit. Or you can't shear off, cut off the wool, cut off the hair off a paro, a shor. So the chur you see by kachim is nisa, even on the shor, not to cut off. Tam lem, the pasuk says, lo isavav lo isogus. Yes, but Kitzit is a Naveri, even by a par also. So it's a kash, I could use it a Mishulam Matiyu, to cut off these two black hairs, I being over Lavalai Sogus. And you're telling me, yo's like Rav, that Zavashenim Skavin is also. So why is it Mutta? El, the answer is like this. Shani Pora, the Pora Duma is different, the Kotchim Bede Kabayasi. It's not a Ktushis Aguf, it's not a real Korban, it's only Kotchim Bede Kabayas. And therefore there's no Issa Giza on Bede Kabayas. So Mar says no. V'omer Reb Loza, Kotchi Betek Abayas Asurim Begizir Avoida. Midir Abonin, the answer is only Midir Abonin. That's what Reb Loza holds, by Kotchi Betek Abayas, you can't work with it, you can't shear off the wool, well, yeah, that's only Midir Abonin. So Mar is good. V'yiki Surt Abonin, the Kofan Midir Abonin should be Yosa. El Shani Pora, the answer is, the Pora Dumud Lashkich, it doesn't happen too often. And therefore, Vaister, since it's only Yosa Midir Abonin, you have to say in the Milsad Lashkiach, Le Goza Midir Abonin, so Abonin does not make any Xavier here. So that's why it's Mutta to cut off these two hairs, that even though the ikar of it is red, but since the end of it is black, they would have made a puzzle, but if you cut it off, it becomes kosher. That's why it's mut, it's dover shenim, it's dover lo shriach, and it's a shaloni, it's the rabbonin will make it over here. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Now the mustache, v'lech lo, v'lifko l'chulin. The legos, the gemara's stamakasha. Weren't you, let's be poitered like. Velechla means be mechalit. Like what do you have to come on to be open to rabbanu for? There's paraduma right now. Be mechalit, like be poitered. Velifko lechulin, let it go out lechulin. Yeah. Or some of the gears of nifrika, be poitered. Let it go out lechulin, and then veligos, and then cut off this black hair. Vada liktisha, and domer. And then go ahead and be makdashit. So what's that? To the color of the black here right away. First be poitered, redeem it. Samara says, no, doner yikorm, it's very expensive. You can't redeem a paradum, it's very expensive. For the Gemara still, the level of the Shmuel, do like Shmuel says, the Yomah Shmuel, Hektish Shavah money, even though the Hektish is worth $100, Shechil Layal Shavah Pruta, if you just take one Pruta, and you point to the Gedusha, take the Gedusha off the $100 worth, onto this one penny worth of Pruta, Mechul, it's like a Mechul. So who would do this way also? So Mar says, no, Eimad Yom HaShmuel 1, the Shmuel said the Shechil, if you did it with the Yevit, it's not nice to do it. But Lechatchila Miyom, he didn't say to do it with Lechatchila. So therefore, this is not so nice to do either. Therefore, we'll let you just cut off the hair, since it's only this is the Rabbanin, and if the Nusad Lo Shchiyach, the Rabbanin said this is okay. Yibayis of Nebterez could be Rav Savlo Kav Yosef Meshulam. No, Rav holds Kav Yosef Meshulam in the Mishnah, that it's mutter to cut off, to make a Shchita this way. But I'll answer you, if you have Yosef Meshulam Lo Savlo Karav, it could be, no, he doesn't know like Rav. Hello, Dovashen Meskav, it is mutter. That's what he says by the Poraduma, you'll have to cut off these two black hairs. Because you're not mischaven to be over the Aveira of Giza, you'll be mischaven doing a Meister, be misakin. That's why he holds this mutter. Then Echnami, on a real Dovashin Mischaven, but Echnami, that Rabbi Yosef Meshulam holds Dovashin Mischaven is mutter, not like Rav. You know, it says about Patilus as a shar, you can pull off the hair, but Vashli is doing a mumkarim, you can't move it out of its place. Omer Ravashi, Omer Rashlokish. There's only mut to do with your hands. But to use a scissors or a knife, like to try and pull off the air, that for sure is also. It says, it says you're allowed to make a mokum there with your hatchet. So who is mashmi using the hatchet to shave off the hair? So it says, no, Tony lukupis. I mean to say, with your hands, you're allowed to pull off the hair or push the hair on the side both ways to make room for the hatchet to get there, like to get the mokum mashkito. But not that you're allowed to use the knife itself. With a kli, it's also. It's only mut to do with your hands, and that was the etter, either because it's kalach yad, or else because davashen in the skav in his mutter. Then it says, v'chein tolash and sali was mum, same thing, have a b'chod that has a mum, and there's hair around it, you're allowed to pull off the hair. Iboiliyu, l'chetchila, doesn't mean l'chetchila, you're going to pull off the hair, or idiyev, maybe only b'diyev it's mutter. Some rabbi yim yutash markam near, it says, tsemer ha-mesuvach b'yezin. If you have this tsemer, the wool, Hamasuba got tied on, got wrinkled around, beyaz in the ear. And Rashi says, "Beyaz in hoyim mum." There was a mum on the ear. So if you have a mishulam maimer, tolsha, you let it like pull off the hair first, and then umaris mumai, and then show this mum to the kain. So shmamin lechatchila shmamin. It's a right even mut lechatchila to do it. You let it do this lechatchila. And again, Yistamina, Mechavim Hashem Zeh, Yoni Mechavim, to push it on the side, you're not willing to let's fly the Dovah Shani Mechavim. Omer Rav Mori, Afanan Amitin Wislam like this, V'chein HaTorla Shesasah Liris Mokamum, that also you're allowed to, my V'chein, what's the V'chein? You know, if you want to tell me, Shaloh Yazizim Mekayim, you can't move it out of its place, just push it to the side, but you can't really take it out of there. Hashto, Ma Shoichet Tishkitosu Mechachas Alof. Matach by the Shechita, we know clearly why you're doing this, to make the Shechita. Still, the Loch Riz Lezer Zenu, you can't take the hair off, you have to leave it there. If so, Lira Smokam Mumi Boy, for sure, if you're only pulling off the hair or pushing it aside to make it a Mokam there, to show it to a Chokam, to see the Mum, for sure you can't take the hair off. El Alav, Atrilish, Shmamina Lechatchila Shmamina. To see the Chidashid, the Chidashid, the Sar, means a Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're allowed to pull off the hair. Again, so not that you're really doing it the kavona. There's also called the Dovah Sheni Meskavin. You could kavona just to move the hair on the sides. Because when you're moving the hair on both sides with your hands, it happens to be that some hair comes off also. So that's mutter to do even the chila. Even the chila, you're allowed to do this, because it's not called like you have kavona to make be over the Yisatlisha. Your kavona is just to be misakin, to make mukim, to be able to make a good, or to look at the mum there. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what, Sar Bechor Balmum. What's going to be the hair of a Bechor that's a Balmum? Shenosher, it fell off. Ve'licha Becholoin, you put it on top of your windowsill. Ve'echakach Leda Shochetu. Then Leda Yishechta this Bechor. So what's the locker with this hair now? So Akava Be'mahalol Matri, he says, you're allowed to use this Temer. Rashi says, it's Mutta Ba'no, the Kohen could use this Temer, the wool, since it came off by itself first. Came off by itself. The Chachom, Ois Mechom, say no, it's also. Rashi says, why? The Shoris, Semer, and Asheris. If we be matter to use the wool that comes off by itself, Mechayim, it's a Zerah, people always come to leave their Bechor around, in order that the wool should fall off, and they'll use it, and we're afraid if they keep on holding on to the bechor, there'll be a takola that eventually they'll come to shear it off directly, or they'll come to work with it, so therefore it's awesome. Chom Oysen. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, loy bazeh hitu akiv mehal. This is not the case that the Kavim Mehal was moderate. Ela rather it's like this, sar bal mum, shenosham, if the hair of a bal mum that came off, the nicha b'chlon, you put it on the windowsill, the yacha kach meis, and then the b'chor died, that's the case. The zeh akav mehal omat, here he says it's mutter to do it. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Yeah. The chom meis, the chom say no, even in this case also it's also. Now what's going to be tsemer hamadudal? Let's see a tsemi of the wool, that's medudal, that shakes off. Rashi says a medudal means shenitlash minor, comes off the skin. Av mesubachui meshar, it's still like tangled on to the other hair. That's called tsemer hamadudal, some wool that started to come off, but still tangling and hanging on to the other wool. So b'chor es shenira, so that's a shenira magiza mutter. What looks with the geezer, it's mutter. Yeshena nira magiza, it's also. What doesn't look part of the geezer is also. So Rashi says, Ashenira magiza, kishi yeshchetenu, after yeshchetu v'gzezenu, liyach hashchita, yeitzema medudul shovim shara geezer, and it doesn't look like it came off before, it'll be mutter. But if you could tell that it came off mechayim, then tak would be yosa. Then you can't have enough from this. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara. So it's this Mechlal Diyosa. Yeah, Rashi says Betmiya. Mechlal Diyosa Hashda B'meis Shari Shachata Miboi Me'eshchita Miboi Hasted what Diyosa Mechlal Diyosa Rashi says what Betmiya Hashda B'meis Diyosa Tzema Mechuba Boi Osa the boy Kfui of the Buried Tzaychi Denosha Muna Bechlon Shokan as far as that. The Chalal de Yosta Hashtu b'meis Shori Shachto mi boy Vishechta v'shorash Shachto de Tzema Mechuba boy Shor mi boy Tamuna b'choloi nami Shor libra kavya El loy b'zu hita kivya b'chomim oisrim. That's not the case. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll do over this last Mishnah. We'll start over again and play the next tape. Yeah, we'll start again from the Mishnah on Dav Chosei Yomer Aleph on Barim. We'll go over this last Mishnah again. Yes, the Mishnah says like this. Sar Bechor Balmum, if you have the hair, the wool, of a Bechor that's a Balmum, Shenosher, it came off by itself. The Loch Riz is a lava loy salgush, you're not allowed to shear it off. So, what happens if it comes off by itself? So, Mashmah so far, and basically starts also Midirabonim. Midirabonim is also Bahano. The hair that came off so far, you're not allowed to have Hano from it. And therefore the eighth is v'nichu b'chalon, you're supposed to like store it away and put it on the windowsill. Now v'yachakach shachatu, then later you got around to shecht the b'chor, it was a baal mum, you're allowed to shecht it, and you shecht the b'chor. Now the law is, once you shecht the b'chor, now you're allowed to have enjoyment from the skin and from the hair on the skin. Like the hair on the skin now, the wool on the skin now is mutabano. That's the shalom, what about the hair that came off from before? So this, I copy him, halal, he holds.